It's 4 a.m. I'm high as hell. I'm cooking in my kitchen. I'm thinking of what's going to happen in the next episode of the season finale of Never One, because I need there to be just a lot. Okay, let me explain. They're all trapped, okay? It looks like Eddie is on the outside something, whatever. Or maybe he's inside with them. Who knows? The 118 plus Athena, Bobby, alive, they're all trapped. They all, okay, stuff happens. They all eventually meet in the middle. Or they meet up, everybody's okay. We're like, okay. All right, we just gotta wait for somebody to come help us. You know, whatever.
Do you hear that?
I love sourdough so much. They're okay, and they're all just sitting there. And it's just, they're sitting there. It's quiet. They don't say it's quiet. It's just, it's visible to the audience that it's quiet. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna turn the light off now. Great. And it's, again, they're just, and then out of nowhere, Buck says, he told me I'm gonna be okay. Just, that cuts the silence. He told me I'm gonna be okay. And everyone stops, and everyone's like kind of freezes, and they're like, you know, because they're like, oh my God. He's opening up. The only person to do anything, because nobody else is gonna move, is Eddie, who's right next to him. And this is how I can also think we get Buddy.
Do you see that seer? Ooh, I'm so excited.
Anyway, Eddie just is like, you know, or just, you know, like kind of encourage him to like, go on. We listen and we don't judge.
I took it off the heat. Let it sear the other side.
He said, he told me I'll be okay. And that's why I'm pretending to be okay. He'll say something and it's just kind of show. And he's like, well, you know, and then it'll just turn into a rant. He'll be like, he told me I'd be okay. Those were his last words to me. Or he'll say his last words to me were, I'm going to be okay. Well, not technically. It was, can you grab Athena? I'd like some time with my wife, blah, blah, blah. He told me I would be okay. He told me that they're going to need you. You're going to be okay. And I'm trying to be there for all of you guys. And then he'll just start going and go. And he's going. And we don't even eat together anymore. We're not a team anymore. And obviously it's not going to be the same without like Bobby as captain. Like, you know, and then meanwhile, Hen is like, you know, somehow Hen, whatever. Somehow the idea is that Buck is supposed to be captain. It's just go with me.
Honey mustard.
And he'll be like, I don't know if he told me that because he thinks I would like do something like crazy, like spiral, which I have been. And he keeps going. And at the end, he says, and if I'm not okay, and if I'm not useful, then that means I'm letting him down and I'm letting everyone. And then he just pauses, looks over, and he sees everyone looking at him and they're like, And he'll be like, just deflate, fall down, sorry. And they'll all be like, it's okay. We all miss him too, it's okay. Then they probably either share a story or something, and they just collectively share the grief. And we as the audience also just, we feel it. And then just to kind of like lighten the mood, he'll be like, Hen, can you please be captain? I don't want to do this. You know, like as a joke, but it's like, yeah, right now, I don't want to do this. Like, please. And she'll just kind of laugh it off. And I know it's not going to happen, but she'll just laugh it off and say, you know what? Okay, fine. Only for you.
Now put Swiss cheese and sear it.
And then I'll just be like, you know, kiki ha ha, because it's like, and then Carol will be like, wait, you'll do it for him? But I know that's not going to happen, but like, that'd be kind of funny, right? And it will be like, somebody's written the fan fictions. Because let's face it, that's something that only happened in fan fiction. You know, at the end of the episode, Carol will be like, so it was Buck that convinced you? And Carol and Hen will be like, nah, I was going to do it anyway. I just wanted to make him feel better. And they'll be like, yeah, okay. And then before that,
take the bread out of the pan and sear the ham. or turkey, whatever, but seriously, ham. Ham.
And then they'll be like, okay, now how are we going to get out of here? And it proceeds. They get rescued. Everyone's at home. Hannah and Karen say that. Chimney still has that guilt. But, you know, just the... it's still the survival goal because that's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. And then somehow either Chimney and Athena will either make up or they'll be like, you know what? Strictly colleagues, because as much as I would hate that, unfortunately, it would really indicate that the show is changing and Tim, don't do it, man. Do not do it. And then it shows at them at the buddy house. Buck's like, all right, so I know this is temporary, so what am I taking you guys to the airport? You know, because he's like, he's learning to try and let things go, and you know, he's like devastated inside. And then Chris is like, I thought you told them we're staying, you know, whatever. And then was like, oh my God. And then, you know, he's a sucker or whatever. He's like, oh my God, I thought you guys were gonna leave. And then I just like, no, unless are you looking for roommates? Boom, buddy roommates. Athena, May, and Harry all share the grief. I need them to share the grief, please. And then at the end, there's a phone call. Maddie says, 911, what's your emergency? It's Bobby. Please. I'm literally begging. I do not beg, please. Plate the sandwich, boom. Ham and Swiss with honey mustard on sourdough, toasted and melted. That's my prayer for the season finale. Please, manifesting. Trust buddy roommates, trust shared grief moment, manifest, and trust Bobby is alive. Trust and trust the sandwich. Oh my God. If anything else, just trust this sandwich. It cannot be on croissants, ciabattas, any white, whole grain, multi-grain, baguette, anything but sourdough. And 911 can seriously kiss its future goodbye if it either does not give us Bobby alive and buddy roommates, buddy cannon. Because at this point,